Today's daf is Shavuos daf Yud Gimel, and we are 15 lines from the bottom of daf Yud Beis Amid Beis. So the Gemara now is going to discuss the final parts of the very long first Mishnah of the Masechta. We're still, to a degree, discussing the idea of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, and specifically how a person got kapara for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, and how a person got kapara for Shara Veris. So we saw in the Mishnah discussed that if somebody was Nichshon in Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, so depending on what variable of the Avera was done, that determined what type of kapara he needed. If it was done b'shoigig and there was yediyah b'tchila, yediyah b'saif, carbon oil v'yoyrev. If there was yediyah b'tchila and no yediyah b'saif, that was the sar echad l'ashem, the chatas hapnimi, that was brought in kippur, that was mechaper. If there was no yediyah b'tchila and there was yediyah b'saif, the sar hanasa b'chutz, the chatas that was brought in the mezbeich achitzen, that was part of the musafin that was brought in kippur, that was mechaper. If there was no yediyah, not b'tchila, not b'saif, so there already, it's a little bit more complicated. Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda said the Siri HaRegolim, the Siri Rishchaydash Mechaper. Rabbi Shimon said it was Dafka, the Siri HaRegolim that were Mechaper, the Siri Rishchaydash were Mechaper for a Torah that ate Kachim Tameh. Stating that, there was also a Shitas Rabbi Yishmael that we saw in the Gemara, where Rabbi Yishmael says that even if there's no Yediyah Betchila, as long as there's Yediyah Besayif, you bring a carbon oil of a Yairit. Shitas Rabbi Yishmael is going to be featured again in the second parak. We also had Shitas Rameir, where Rameir said that Hukshu, all the Seirim that were part of the Musafin, whether it was the Musaf that was brought in Yom Kippur, the Seir Yirgalim, the Seir Rishchaydish, they were all Mechaper for the same thing. No Yediyah Betchila, Yediyah Besayif, no Yediyah Betchila, no Yediyah Besayif, and a Torah that ate Kachim Tom. The end of the Mishnah discusses, what if somebody was Nichshon and Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh of Bemezid? How did he get Kapara? So the Mishnah again says, it was the Sara Nasa Befnim. The Sara Nasa Befnim that was Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh of B'Shoigig, where there was Yediyah B'Tchila, no Yediyah B'Soif, it was also Mechaper for someone that was Nichshon in Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh of Bemezid. What about Shara Veirois? Shara Veiris, for that we had the Sor HaMishtaleach. So the Seirim that were brought on Yom Kippur were Mechaper for different permutations of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. Every other Aveira in the Torah, the Kapara was gotten through the Sor HaMishtaleach. Another thing that was Mavur in the end of the Mishnah is that although the Yisraelim got Kapara and the Levim got their Kapara for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav through the respective Seirim, the Kehanim got Kapara not through the Seirim but rather through the Par. Right in the beginning of Parashas Achrimos, Aharon HaKohen is told that in Yom Kippur you're going to have to bring a Par. That Par was Meratza also, was also Mechaper. It was Mechaper for the Kehanim, for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. So whereas the Soir was Mechaper for the Yisraelim and the Levim, the Kehanim got Kapara through the Par. Now, was it Mechaper only for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav of the Kayanim? What about Shara Veris? We'll see in today's daf, it's Machloikis, Rabbi Yudin, Rabbi Shimon. Either way, today's daf picks up really where a lot of the dafin of last week were, which is dafin that deal with Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, stating that a lot of Geshmaka Gemaras, a lot of Geshmaka Reid, a whole Amid Gemara here, you'd give them an alf that you would expect really to find in the end of Masechtas Yuma, some of which is actually found in the end of Masechtas Yuma. So today's daf will be Bezrat Hashem, hashtag Reid. But again, a culmination to a lot of what we've been talking about over the last week. So the Mishnah said that as it relates to other mitzvahs in the Torah, meaning not Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, Hakalos V'Chamuros, whether it's a Kala or a Chamura, Hazdoinos V'Hashgogos, whether you did it B'Mezid or B'Shogig, Hoida, you knew about it, V'Loi Hoida, you didn't know about it, Asei V'Loi Sasei, Krisus U'Misas Bezden, all of the above, Sara Mishtalech Mechaper. Frank the Gemara, the Mishnah seems a little bit redundant. Hainu Kalois, Hainu Asei V'Lois Asei. Aren't Kalois and Asei and Lois Asei the same thing? Meaning, if you're going to plot Asei, Lois Asei, Chayve Krisus, Chayve Mises Bezen, and you're going to want to determine which are the Kalois, which are the Chamura. So you'll say, Asei and Lois Asei are the Kalois. Krisos and Mises Bezden are the Chamuris. Afraid the Gemara, Hainu Kalis, Hainu Asei V'Lois Asei, Chamuris, Hainu Krisos, U'Mises Bezden. So why is the Mishnah mentioning Kalis and Chamuris and then mentioning Asei V'Lois Asei, Chayvi Krisos and Chayvi Mises Bezden? Additionally, afraid the Gemara, Hoida, Hainu Mezid, Loi Hoida, Hainu Shoigig. The Mishnah says whether it was Hoida, Loi Hoida, whether it was Mezid or Shoigig. Hoida means it was done b'mezid. You knew about it. Loi hoida means it was done b'shoigig. So why is the Mishnah so wordy? Isn't it redundant? Amar Rav Yehuda hachi kamar. You're right. This is the way you have to read the Mishnah. Al shara aveir shebetayra. As it relates to other aveirs in the Torah. Get not to mas mikdash v'kadoshav. Ben kalis, ben chamuris. Ben shasam b'shoigig, ben shasam b'mezid. Oy son shasam b'shoigig. And with regards to those that you did b'shoigig, ben noida loi sveikon, ben loida loi sveikon. Hoida or loi hoida doesn't mean shoigig b'mezid, like the Gemara thought in the Kasha. Hoida or loi hoida means, did you know about it? Did you not know about it? Who cares? When you learn the first paragraph of Masechta Shavuos, you know who cares. Because that's what matters when it comes to understanding the details of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh of B'Shoigig. So, Sol Kedai T'Chamina, I would have thought that maybe as it relates to doing Shara Averus B'Shoigig, there's a difference between Hoida Oloi Hoida. The Elu Hen Kalos, and then what the Mishnah means to say is what are examples of Kalos, Aseh V'Loi Saseh, the Elu Hen Chamures, what are examples of Chamures, Krises and Mises Bezin. So you're right, the Mishnah's not giving 10 different classes of Averis. This Kalis, this Chamurais, this Asay and Lois Asay, this Krisis and Mises Bezin, this Shaikik and Mezid, this Hoida Loi Hoida. It's not all different classes. There is some redundancy. And you have to know how to read the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda taught us, Hachi Kamar, this is the way you read the Mishnah. Bottom line is that for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, there were the Seirim, or the Par for the Kayin, for Shara Averis Shepetere, everything else. Asay, lois asay, chayvi krisis, chayvi mises bez, amazing shogig. There was yediyah, there wasn't yediyah. The halach is going to be the same. It was the sor hamishtalech. Freik the Gemara. Hay asay hechidomi. And this next Gemara is a classic. When we say that the sor hamishtalech was mechaper for a bittel mitzvah sase. So there was a yid who didn't take dalad minim on sukkahs. He didn't light the menorah on Chanukah. He didn't put on tefillin. He didn't learn kriyishma. He was mevatel mitzvah sasei deiraisa. Yom Kippur came, the Ish Iti took the Sora Mishtaleach, and through the hakrova of the Sora Mishtaleach, this Yid now got kapara for the Bittul Mitzvah Saseh. Says the Gemara, what's going on? Idaloi Ovetshuva, if this person that now is going to get kapara through the Sora Mishtaleach didn't do tshuva, then there's no way the Sora Mishtaleach is going to be mechaper for him. Because Zevach Rishon Tayev, there's a pasuk in Mishle that says that the carbon that a Rasha brings is a Tayev. I mean that the Sora Mishtaleach is a carbon. And if this person did an Avera, he was mevatel a mitzvah saseh and didn't do tshuva, he's a Rasha, so there's no way that it's going to work. Elamai, he did tshuva. Ida avet tshuva. If he did do tshuva, call yoy manami, that he doesn't need Yom Kippur. He doesn't need the Sar Mishlech. Tanya, we learned to the Brayso, avela mitzvah saseh, if a person's over mitzvah saseh, the asa tshuva, and he does tshuva, lo yzaz mi shamat shemaychum lo. Sometimes a person could do an Avera, and even if he does tshuva, he's not getting kapara so fast. There's an idea of Yom Kippur, of Yom Amisa, Yesurim lo yaleinu. There are certain things that a person needs sometimes to assist in the kapara process. But the Braisa says, mitzvah saseh, being that it's the lowest on the totem pole, despite the fact that saseh is doichaloi saseh, but still it's considered the lowest in terms of severity, and therefore, over al mitzvah saseh v'asa tshuva, loy zaz misham, ad shemoich loy, sefeit the gemara manavshach. If he did tshuva, then he has kapara without the sar mishtalech. And if he didn't do tshuva, then vas health the sar mishtalech. Zevach risham teeva, amar Rab Zeiros said, ba'imid v'merit. Really, we're talking about where he didn't do tshuva. If he didn't do tshuva, how could the Sar Mishtaleach help the Rebbe? We're going according to Rebbe. The Tanya, we're going to the Braise. Rebbe Yoimer, this is a very well-known shita. I'll call Aver Shebet Torah Ben Aseh, Ben Asa Tshuva, Ben Loi Asa Tshuva, Yemi Kippur, Mechaper. Every Aver in the Torah, whether a person did do tshuva or he didn't do tshuva, when Yom Kippur comes, he gets kapara for the Aver that he did. Chutz, there's a big three. Not Avodah Zarah, Gila Raya, Shvichas Damim. What are the big three? A Pyreg oil, Rashi says, Koyfe Be'ekar. Umegal upon a Matayra, Rashi invokes, Menashe, Sanhedrin, Tzadik, Tezam, and Beis. Gemara is that we spent a lot of time when we learned Perek Chelik. Umefer Bris Bebasar. Rashi says, he's Mevatel Bris Milo. Those three Averis, if a person commits those, Im Asa Tshuva, Yem Kippur Mechaper. If he does Tshuva, Yem Kippur is going to be Mechaper. Vim La, but if he doesn't do Tshuva, in Yem Kippur Mechaper. Then Yem Kippur is not going to be Mechaper. Now, what do you see from there? It's daf my time of the Rebbe, says the Gemara. Before that, the time went to the Braiso. Kidvar Hashem Bozo. Now, this posik is a posik that came up a lot in the Masechtas Sanhedrin. It's a posik that's mentioned in Parsha Shlach, in the Parsha of an Oyved Avodah Zarah. If someone's Oyved Avodah Zarah, b'mezid, Chayv Mises Bezdin, Chayv Koris, b'shoigi, he has to bring a carbon chatas. And the posik says, Kidvar Hashem Bozo. this yid that was over Avodah Zarah, he was mevazeh the dvar Hashem, ve'es mitzvosoi hefer, and as a result, he kores, hanefesh ahi avoyna bo. Says Rebbe, ki dvar Hashem bozo, zeh perikol, umegal upon matir. That's referring to the kofer, be'ikar, and the person that's megal upon matir. Ve'es mitzvosoi hefer, zeh mefer bis. Bibas, that's talking about someone that's made for Bris Mila. He kores, says the Pasik. He kores lifnei Yom HaKippurim. He kores, the double lashon teaches me, la'acha Yom HaKippurim. That this person is going to be chayiv kores even after Yom Kippur. Meaning Yom Kippur is not going to be mechaper. If Yom Kippur would be mechaper, why would he be chayiv kores after Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is not mechaper. Yochel, I would have thought afilo asa tshuva. I would have thought that's true even if he did tshuva. Tamud loy meravoy nabot, loy amarti el bezman shavoy nabot. Meaning tshuva helps even for these averes. But the point is that if someone is a dvar Hashem bozo, ves mitzvasei hofer. And what's the definition of a dvar Hashem bozo, ves mitzvasei hofer, says Rabbi. Dvar Hashem bozo is a pyrik oil magal upon a batoyer. Ves mitzvasei hofer is someone that's made for bris mila. That person is he kores lifnei Yom HaKippurim, ti kores l'acha Yom HaKippurim. Yom Kippur is not mechaper, only if he doesn't tshuva. If he does tshuva, of course Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper. But that person, if he doesn't do tshuva, Yom Kippur is not going to be mechaper. Says Rashi, what do you see from here? Michlal lavat ha-shemeyahen, then any other avera, other than these big three, if Yom Kippur comes, even if he doesn't do tshuva, so he's going to get cup. It's these three things where there's an idea of hikores, tikores, afilu la'acha yom ha'kippurim, if he didn't do tshuva. But any other aveira, even if he doesn't do tshuva, Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper. So this is Shitas Rebbe, where Rebbe says, "Al kol aveira shebetoira, bein asa tshuva, bein lo yasa tshuva, yom ha'kippurim mechaper. Chutz mi peirik oil, u'megal upon a matoira, u'mefer bris bebasar. Over there, it's an asa tshuva, yom ha'kippurim mechaper. Then lav ein yom ha'kippurim mechaper. The Rabbanon who argue with Rebbe, the Rabbanon say that Yom Kippur is only mechaper even for other aveiras. If he did tshuva, how did they read this pasuk? He kores ba'oil mazeh, ti kores lo oil. Tikkores doesn't mean lefnei Yom HaKippurim, la'acha Yom HaKippurim. Why? Because tikkores la'acha Yom HaKippurim isn't only true for these three averas. Tikkores la'acha Yom HaKippurim would be true even for shar averas. Because Yom Kippur is never mechaper to the extent we're talking about someone that didn't do tshuva. This pasuk that singles out these three averas, kidvar Hashem bozo, ves mitzvasei hofer, that we're talking about three averas chamurz, can't be telling me a halacha in when Yom Kippur is not mechaper b'loy tshuva. Because Yom Kippur is never mechaper b'loy tshuva. Even for shar averas, even for averas Kalus, Yom Kippur is not mechaper without tshuva. Yom Kippur is never mechaper without tshuva. So what does Ikaris Tikaris mean? Ikaris Be'ilam Hazeh, Tikaris Le'ilam Haba. The Pasuk saying that these people don't have Chelik Le'ilam Haba. It says Avoy Naba. Shemasa Tshuva Meis Misim Memarekes. Avada, that's only true if the person doesn't do tshuva. If the person does tshuva, Misa is going to be Memarek, then he will have a Chelik Le'ilam Haba. But the bottom line is, where the Pasuk is singling out these three Averis, according to Rabbanan, is not with regards to when it is that Yom Kippur is not mechaper b'loy tshuva. Because Yom Kippur is never mechaper b'loy tshuva. It's singling out when there's this idea that even Yom Kippur itself is not mechaper. Even when there's an idea that a person can have this Avera with him, even the Yom Misa is maybe not going to be mechaper. There's an idea of Tikkores Ba'olam Ha, but either way, so we have a machlokes Rebbe and the Rabbanon. It's all based on how to understand those psukim that are really not talking about shar averus. They're talking about a dvar Hashem bozo ves mitzvasei hofer. Michlal lav at Hashemei ahen. We can imply what the halach is by shar averus. Whether Yom Kippur is mechaper even below avet tshuva or it's not mechaper below avet tshuva. Regardless, bringing it back to our Mishnah says that if a person is over a mitzvah saseh, the sari mishtalech was mechaper. The Gemara's kasha was heichidami. Ede loy avet tshuva zevach rishon tayeva. And ede avet tshuva. He doesn't need the Sarah Mishtaleach because Loizaz Misham Absalom Eichemloy. The Teretz is Ba'omid Ben Mardai. We're talking about where he didn't do tshuva. I Zevach Rishon Teyeva. Being that this Yom Kippur itself is Mechaper. Because there's an idea where Shitas Rebbe is, it's known in Shas as Itzuma Yishal Yom is Mechaper. Yom Kippur itself has a Koich Mi Mechaper. I mean, the Yom Kippur itself has a Koich Mi Mechaper. It's for that reason he's going to get a Kapar. Now, all the Rishonim asked the Kasha. So, what's Mechaper? Is Yom Kippur mechaper? Is the Sar mechaper? What the Gemara is essentially saying is that I agree. There's an idea as Zevach Rishon Teyeva, and there's no way for the Sar Mishtalech to be mechaper.
But the Sar Mishloach was brought in Yom Kippur. If this Yom Kippur could be Mechaper. And Yom Kippur is not a korban, and as a result, it doesn't fall under the guidelines of Zevach Hashem Teiv. Doesn't Yom Kippur require tshuva? No, it's Machloikis, Rebbe in the Rabbanon. And Hamani, the Mishnah, is, of course, Rebbe Yudan Nasi, and it's going B'shitas Rebbe, where Rebbe holds that Itzuma Shalem is going to be Mechaper. Either way, I am B'Rishonim. The Rishonim all tried to find different ways to answer this kash, but that's the Gemara's Teretz. The Gemara's Teretz is that Hamani, the Mishnah, is going according to Rebbe. Zok de Gemara. Mi mutzis makas zok Rebbe. Can you tell me that the Mishnah is going according to Rebbe? The safe of Rebbe Yehuda, Reish Anam Rebbe Yehuda. The safe of the Mishnah we know is Rebbe Yehuda. And if the safe of the Mishnah is Rebbe Yehuda, wouldn't it make sense to say that the Reish is also Rebbe Yehuda? In other words, the Gemara is asking that we're going to see now the safe of the Mishnah is really predicated on a very controversial shita, or something that's been machloikish shnuya. And it's Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. You're telling me now that the Reisha of the Mishnah that says that for an Aseh, the Sar Mishtalech was Mechaper, is going according to the Das Yochid, the well-known Shita Mechudeshes, which is Shitas Rabbi. And I know that the Seifa is going according to Shita Mechudeshes, a well-known Shita, Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. So it's a little bit interesting to make a Mishnah going according to two Chedushim, a Shitas Rabbi and a Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Because it would almost force you to say that Rabbi Yehuda would hold like Rabbi, or Rabbi would hold like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara is uncomfortable attributing such a big chiddush to another Tana that we don't know for sure held of that chiddush. For me, the sefer Rabbi Yehuda, the sefer is Rabbi Yehuda, Reish Anami, Rabbi Yehuda, the Tani sefer, the sefer said, Echad Yisrael, Echad Kiyanim, the Echad Koyim Meshuach, all get kapara for Shara Veiros with the Sar Mishtalech. Meaning, even though the Kiyanim got kapara differently than the regular Yisraelim for Tumas Mikdash Vekadashah, but for Shara Veiros, everybody got it through the Sar Mishtalech. For Tumas Mikdash Vekadashah, the Yisraelim got it through the Seirim. For Tumas Mikdash Vekadosh of the Kehanim got it through the Par, but as it relates to Shara Veris, everybody got it through the Sar Mishtalech. Uman Islei Haisfar, who's the one that holds that Rabbi Yehuda? Who doesn't? We're going to see on Amid Bey's Reb Shimon. But either way, it's really been Machloik Ishnuya. And the Mishnah's clearly taking the position that the Sar Mishtalech didn't just work for the Yisraelim, it worked for the Kehanim as well. So if the Seif is Rabbi Yehuda, Michlal, the Reisha Rabbi Yehuda, the Reisha is also Rabbi Yehuda. Now, if you're telling me the Reisha is Rabbi, so it's not Rabbi Yehuda. I'm Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Hivasavah like Rabbi Yehuda. It's really Rabbi, and Rabbi held like Rabbi Yehuda, which again, clearly the Gemara was uncomfortable in the Havamina saying that. But that's what the Gemara is saying. It's really Rabbi. Rabbi holds Yitzum Mishalyeh Mechaper. That's the beer in the Reisha, the Mishnah. Rabbi also holds like Rabbi Yehuda that the Sar Mishtalech didn't only work for the Yisraelim, it worked for the Kehanim as well. Amalei Abayas, Abayas asked Rabbi Yosef, Dafka Kama, my Rabbi Savah like Rabbi Yehuda, our Rabbi Yehuda loy Savah like Rabbi. When you said it's Rabbi, and Rabbi also holds like Rabbi Yehuda, was it Bedafka that way? Why didn't you say Fakert? Or could you have said Fakert? Could you have said that the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rebbe, and the ramifications would be that Rabbi Yehuda also holds that Yitzum HaShalyim is Mechaper, which again, is a Chiddush, because Yitzum HaShalyim Mechaper is a very Chiddush Degashita, or maybe no. Midi Rebbe Savala Kareb Yehuda, after Rabbi Yehuda Savala Nami Kareb, you could have gone either way. So why did you say it this way? Abai is telling his Rebbe Rabbi Yosef, Mi Urcha de Milsek Tani, Lameh the Talmud Savala Kareb. Rebbe was a Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore Rebbe is going b'shitas Rabbi Yehuda, not that the Rebbe is going in the sheet of his Talmud. So that's what he wanted to know. When you said Rebbe v'sava like Rabbi Yehuda, was it bedafka that way? Because you had information that Rabbi Yehuda didn't hold like Rebbe? Or urcha de milsa nokat? But really, you could have gone either way. Amalesa, he told him, you're asking very good. Davka Kamina, Rabbi Savalak Rabbi Yehuda. Av Rabbi Yehuda, I know for a fact, Loi Savalak Rabbi. Because I know Rabbi Yehuda doesn't know like Rabbi. I couldn't say the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda Vesavalak Rabbi. I had to say the Mishnah is Rabbi Vesavalak Rabbi Yehuda. Because we know for a fact, Rabbi Yehuda does not hold the Tumishal Yemechap. Time we went to the Brai, so Yochiyah Yemekibur Mechapra Allah Shavim Veshein and Shavim. I would have thought they Mekivish me Mechapper for people that do Tshuva, and maybe for people that don't do Tshuva as well. Vedinu. Now, at first glance, you're going to tell me, Hoy Vachatas Vashem Mechaprim, Vyemekibur Mechapper. We know there are Karbonis that are Mechapper, such as the Chatas and the Asham. And Yom Kippur is mechaper. Ma chatas vashem in mechaper nevo ala shavu. Just like chatas vashem is only mechaper for people that do tshuva. Af Yom Kippurim, so too Yom Kippur in mechaper ela ala shavu. So it makes sense to say that maybe dumi de chatas vashon, Yom Kippur should only be mechaper for shavu. But the Gemara says, ma chatas vashon, shei mechaper nal mezik eshoigik. Chatas vashon don't have the same koyach to be mechaper like Yom Kippur does, because karbon is usually a mechaper only for a shoigik. Toimel yemek yipur, she mechaper al mezik eshoigik. Hoyul mechaper al mezik eshoigik, yechaper al shavu, val she'en al shavu. So again, this is
The Bryce is speaking out. Should Yom Kippur be mechaper only for people that do tshuva or not? So at first glance, what's the precedence? Karbonos. Karbonos are only mechaper for people that do tshuva. So if karbonos are only mechaper for people that do tshuva, so maybe Yom Kippur should also only be mechaper for people that do tshuva. But then again, you see, Yom Kippur has a bigger koyach hakapara than karbonos do. Because karbonos are only mechaper for shoygig, whereas Yom Kippur is mechaper even for mezit. Says the Gemara, Talmud Loimar, Ach. The pasuk says, Ach, ba'asar lachodesh hashvi'i hazeh yemak yipurim u'mikra kodesh. Ach, cholak. Ach is coming to say that even though Yom Kippur is mechaper, but ach, cholak, it divides and it says it's not always mechaper. It's usually mechaper, but sometimes it's not mechaper. When is it not mechaper? If you didn't do tshuva. Zenechnam, you can't learn Yom Kippur directly from Chatas V'Asham and say just like Chatas V'Asham needs tshuva, Yom Kippur also needs tshuva. Because I could always tell you, Malach Chatas V'Asham, it's only mechaper on Shoigeh. Taimir b'yem yakipurim, shemechaper b'mezit. But Ach teaches me that Yom Kippur is only mechaper for mezit. This is a braisa. It's not just a braisa, it's a Torah's koyanim. Says the Gemara, Stam Sifra, Stam Torah's koyanim, Mani Rabbi Yehuda. We know that Stam Torah's koyanim is Rabbi Yehuda. It's a Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph. And what does this Torah's koyanim say? Shove him in, loy, shove him loy. So you see clearly that Stam Sifra, who's Rabbi Yehuda, is of the opinion that Yom Kippur is only mechaper for people that do tshuva. So obviously, Rabbi Yehuda cannot hold like Rabbi. So we have a Mishnah where the Reish is Rabbi and the Seif is Rabbi Yehuda. And it's either Rabbi v'savah like Rabbi Yehuda, or it's Rabbi Yehuda v'savah like Rabbi. So Rabbi Yosef said it's Rabbi v'savah like Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi that holds Yitzumei Shal Yom as mechaper, afilu b'loy tshuva. He's going to be savah like Rabbi Yehuda, that the Sarah Mishtalech was mechaper for Kayhanim al Shara Verish, just like it was mechaper for the Israel al Shara Verish. But it's not Rabbi Yehuda v'savah like Rabbi, because we have information, we know for a fact, based on this Torah's Kayanim, and knowing Gemara and Sanhedrin Peivav Amidah, that the author of Torah's Kayanim is Rabbi Yehuda, that it can't be that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda, Darshan, Ach, Ba'asal, Lachodesh, Hashvi'i, Hazeh, Yom HaKippurim, that Yom Kippur is not always Mechaper. What does it mean it's not always Mechaper? It's not Mechaper for people that don't do tshuva. Either way, the mission is Rabbi, V'savah like Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, V'rami Stam Sifra, Astam Sifra. So we just mentioned a Stam Sifra. You don't get this every day. It feels very kachem day. Stam Sifra. So V'rami Stam Sifra, Astam Sifra. We had a Stam Sifra that says that Yom Kippur is only Mechaper for Shavit. Not like Rebbe. Itzumei Shal Yoyim is not mechaper. The problem is don't nachab right. Tiny, we learn to the price. Yochlo Yehi Yom Kippur mechaper l'mekenes anaboy. I would have thought that Yom Kippur should only be mechaper for a person that fasts on Yom Kippur. V'koroi mikro kodesh. So what does that mean? So Rashi said he said the brachas of mekadesh Yisrael v'yom Kippurim. I am toisvis. I am poiskin. I am nice raid. Vein kamakoy milaharich. V'layosavay malacha. Or a person that didn't do malacha. So meaning, I would have thought, at first glance, it seems quite reasonable. Yom Kippur is a very special matana that Eved gave the Yidden. It's a Yom Kapara. You walk into Yom Kippur, you mali averos, you leave Yom Kippur 24, 25 hours later, and you're kavinaki, but that works. If you do the avoid on Yom Kippur, you stay in shul with the kittel, and you don't eat, and you don't wear shoes, and you do everything you're supposed to do. What if somebody was lo yisana, but if he didn't fast Yom Kippur? And he didn't go to shul. And he did malacha. How do I know you still got kapara? Talmud loyma yom kippurimu. Yom Kippur always works. You eat sumei shal yom as mechap. Now this is also a teres kayanim. And it's a stam teres kayanim. It's what the Gemara calls stam sifra. And this stam sifra says that Yom Kippur is always mechaper. So freak the Gemara v'rami stam sifra. A stam sifra. We have a stam sifra that darshins ach. But also lachidish hashvi hazeh to tell me ach is mechalik Yom Kippur is not always mechaper. It's only mechaper for shavim. And then we have the next words yom kippurim who. It's the same pasuk where the pasuk says who that Yom Kippur is always mechaper. So which one is it? Says the Gemara Amar Abayu leikasha harabi harabi Yehuda. You have to say that the second price is really Rebbe. It's true, it's a Stam Sifra. And usually Stam Sifra would be Rebbe Yehuda. But this Stam Sifra is not really Rebbe Yehuda. This Stam Sifra is Rebbe. And it's Machlokes Rebbe and Rebbe Yehuda. It's Machlokes Tanoim. Whether Yom Kippur is Mechaper, even for people that are in and Shavim, even for people that didn't do Tshuva, you have to say that this Taka Stira, there's two Stam Sifra as it relates to the Salacha. Rava, my Rava says, Hava HaRebbe. Really, both are going according to Rebbe. Umayde Rebbe, Rebbe's going to be Mayde, Bekoreis de Yoyma. Although Rebbe holds that Yom Kippur is Mechaper af l'she'en and Shavim, but it's only Mechaper for Averis that are not Yom Kippur related.
But let's say somebody eats on Yom Kippur, if somebody does malach on Yom Kippur, someone is not mekadesh Yom Kippur, somebody violates Yom Kippur, for that person, Yom Kippur itself is not going to be mechaper. So the b'raisa that says Yom Kippur is always mechaper, that's Rebbe. The b'raisa that says Yom Kippur is not always mechaper, ach, it's talking about for the averus of Yom Kippur. Now, at first glance, if you're halting cheshmi, you can't even go weiter without seeing Rashi. Because what did the second b'raisa say? The second b'raisa that says Itzumei Shalyoim is mechaper said clearly, I would have thought that if a person didn't fast, and he was like Karim Mikra Kodesh, and he did malacha, he shouldn't get kapara. Tamalim, he gets kapara. What did that person do? He was over that Averus on Yom Kippur. So Rashi says, the way you have to read the Gemara is, I would have thought that if a person doesn't fast on Yom Kippur, then maybe Yom Kippur is not going to work to be mechaper for the other Averus. Meaning, it's true, Enochinami of Kippur won't be mechaper for the Averus that he did. But here's the Chiddush, that a person can eat on Yom Kippur, he could do terrible Averus on Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur will still be mechaper for Shara Averus. That's the price. I would have thought that if you didn't fast Yom Kippur, you don't get kapara for the other Averus. Talmud, Loimi Yom Kippurim, you do get kapara for the other Averus. But as it relates to getting kapara for this Aver itself, that's ach. So it's a little counterintuitive. That's the first brisa. For that, you're not going to get, says the Gemara, and I'll prove to you, Rava said, that Rebbe, who holds Itzumei Shalyoim Mechaper, with the exception of the Gimel Averus Chamurois, or his three Averus, a Peirik Goel, Umegalu Panabatayra, and someone that's made for Brismila. But with the exception of those, Itzumei Shalyoim is Mechaper, but it's now also not Mechaper for Yom Kippur de Gaveros. How do I know that? Iloite Mahachi, Karis Yom Kippur on the Rebbe Lesle. How could a person ever get Karis for doing an Aveira on Yom Kippur for which he chayev Karis? What's the problem? Somebody eats on Yom Kippur. So he was over v'nisim es nafshoy seichem. He's now chayev Karis. He did it on Yom Kippur. So Itzumei Shalyoim of Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper. It's a cash 22. How is it ever possible? The Gemara says, Alom Aloy, Mishkachas Loki going to Ove Belayla. Maybe he ate at night, and he died, and being the way, also your mama lechpurele, the sun never rose the next morning for him. As a result, he's not going to get kapara. Take a look at the last Rashi on the Amid. She'ein mechaper eloyoy. Dechsev ki biyoyim hazeh yechaper aleichem. That the kapara is dafka biyoyim. So it's very possible. A person did daver at night. He's chayiv chorus for the daver that he did at night, but he never got kapara because he never got the Yom Kippurim. The Gemara says, that's true. Elo chorus the Yom of the Rebbe Lassi. But it shouldn't be possible for a person to be over or get chorus for Naveri that he did during the day. Now, who said it has to be possible for a person to be chayiv chorus for Naveri that he does during the day? So now let's look at the top Rashi. For behed yiksiv chorus the imama. Dechsiv bein bi'inui, bein b'melacha, be'etzem ayoyim hazeh. Very gishmak. So it says that if a person does melacha, or he eats on Yom Kippur, be'etzem ayoyim hazeh, he's going to be chayiv chorus. According to Rebbe, if he did it again, be'etzem ayoyim hazeh, did it during broad daylight, he did it during the day, then you have yitzumei shoyoyim, you're going to get kapara memel. Elamai says, Rav, it's muchrach. You have to say that the Yitzumei Shalyoim that's mechaper according to Rebbe is not going to be mechaper for averus that a person does on Yom Kippur. But the Gemara says, Alam Aloy, it's still possible. Mishkachas lo da'ochal umtza v'chonke umes. A person ate on Yom Kippur and he choked while he was eating. Or inami da'ochal samach l'shkia sachama. Or he died right before shkia. There wasn't even 1 second for he ate and mamish as the sun set. The bottom line is we have to come up to some briske hechitinses in order to make this work. A mefarcheses type of, for anyone that learned the brisk, hechitinsa, to try to come up with an eitza, how would it be possible? But regardless, Rava had his yesoid. Whether Rava has a raya or doesn't have a raya, Rava's yesoid was that even though Shita's Rebbe is that Itzumei Shalyoim is mechaper, stating that Itzumei Shalyoim is only mechaper for averus that are non-Yom Kippur related. But if somebody eats on Yom Kippur, if somebody does malach on Yom Kippur, he's chayv koros for what he did, and for that, Itzumei Shalyoim is not going to be mechaper. So we have Rebbe Shita. Rebbe Shita is that Itzumei Shalyoim is mechaper. However, Itzumei Shalyoim is only mechaper for averus that are not Yom Kippur related, and there were three other notable exceptions. Peirik Goel, that's a koyfer be'ikar. Someone that's a megala pana b'tayra, kigoy menashera, she says, and someone that's mefer brismila, those three averus, Itzumei Shalyoim, even according to Rebbe, is not mechaper. So why are we talking about Shita's Rebbe? We're learning about Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh. Where did Rebbe Shita get in? Because at the end of the Mishnah discussed how a person got kapara back in the day on Yom Kippur, v'shar averus, and the pasuk said it was through the Sarah Mishtalech.
So the Seirim all came to be mechaper for Tumas Mikdash v'Gadoshav. Shara Averish b'Torah, Ben Eseh Ben Loisaseh. Whether it's Chavi Krisis, whether it's Chavi Mrs. Bezen, whether it's Shagig Ben, whether it's Mezer, whether it was Yudia, whether it wasn't Yudia, Kalis, Chamurais, it doesn't matter. All of the aforementioned Yigat Kapara through bringing the Sar Mishtalech. And the Gemara asked the Kasha. The Gemara's Kasha was that Hayaseh Hechidami, the Sar Mishtalech was mechaper for an Aseh. Manavshach. If the person did tshuva, he doesn't need Yom Kippur. Because for a mitzvah saseh, you can get kapara without Yom Kippur as long as you do tshuva. And if you didn't do tshuva, the sar mishlech shouldn't be mechaper. Zevruch Hashem Teyeva. So the Mishnah said, ha mani, the Mishnah and Shvuah's Davbeis is going according to Rebbe. So this Shita Mechudeshes, who by the way, the Halacha is not like, we don't paskin like Rebbe, we don't paskin Yitzum Mishlayim as mechaper. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Tshuva, the Rambam makes it very clear that a Yid has to do tshuva in order to get kapara. But the bottom line is that the Stam Mishnah in Shvuah's Davbeis is going according to Rebbe, that it's Yitzum Mishlayim as mechaper, and it's for that reason that you're going to get kapara afilu kishaloi of the tshuva for mitzvah saseh. Again, the kasha was it Yom Kippur? Is it the Sar Mishtalech? So for that, I am Berishayna. But before we go weiter, two festive kashas from the Minchas Chinuch, both in Mitzvah Shin Samech Dalet. Both Mitzvah Chinuch Shin Samech Dalet. So the Gemara said, Hechidam, either lo yavet tshuva. Are we talking about someone that was over an asay and he didn't do tshuva? Zevach Risham Tayeva. There's no way the Sar Mishtalech should be mechap. And if he did do tshuva, you don't need the. I'm good. Then you don't need the Sar Mishtalech. That was the Gemara's. Oh, you know what? Chilak Aleph. Sorry. then you don't need the Sar Mishtalech. Fake the Mechaschinuch. A gewaldige kasha. We're talking about someone that was mevatel a mitzvah saseh, and we're saying that for somebody that's This is Beis, Aleph. We're talking about, here it is. Someone that was mevatel. Oh, here it is. All right, take two. Not for more. All right, we're all confused. Nachamo. So the Gemara said that for mitzvah saseh, the sar hamishtaleach was mechaper. And the Gemara said, Manavshach, if the person didn't do tshuva, then there's no way for the sar mishtaleach to be mechaper. Why not? Because if a person did an aveira and he didn't do tshuva, he's a rasha. And the pasuk says, Mishlei zevach risham teyeva. So the sar mishtaleach is not going to be mechaper. And if he didn't do tshuva, if he did do tshuva, then he doesn't need the sar mishtaleach. Because if he did tshuva, then he's going to get mechila anyways. So manavshach, why do you need the sar mishtaleach to be mechaper for a bittel mitzvahs? I say, freite mechas chinuch, mitzvah shin samech dalet. That we know that not every time a person does an aveira is he called a rasha. A rasha is a very exclusive term, and it's used for people that do certain types of aveiras. Not every yid that does an aveira do we say that just because he just did an aveira, does that necessarily render him a rasha? Says the Minchas Chinuch, when is a person considered a rasha and when is he not considered a rasha? So l'chura, ground zero for this discussion, would have to be Choshem Mishpat Simen Lamed Aleph. The pasuk says, "Al toshes yotcha im rasha liyoy seid chamas." A rasha is pasul edus, and the mechaber and the Ramah both say. So, what's the definition of a rasha that's pasul edus? Someone that's over an avera sheyesh by malchus. If somebody does an avera sheyesh by malchus, he's considered a rasha. He's pasul edus. If azoy vay, we always speak at the tumim, and the Mechas Chinuch speaks at the tumim right here, very gishmak. That the Mechas Chinuch says that the tumim said that even a person that's over a loisaseh. She ain't by Maisa, being that you don't get mal, because you're also not going to be possible Eidos. Because the definition is not just even being over a loisase. It has to be a loisase for which there's going to be a chiyah malchus. Now, Lashin, Lazarus, Misas, Bezdin, Avada, you're going to be a Rasha. Because that's even more chomer than an ordinary loisase. Even the Tumim, it's Mashin, we've made this deek over the years, that a Lashin, Nitaklas, say, maybe also. But a Lashin ain't by Maisa, we're. There's a klishus in the Aveira itself. Over there, you're not going to be a Rosh, you're not going to be Pasolatus. But the bottom line is not every person that's over in Aveira is considered a Rosh. Not every person that's over in Aveira is Pasolatus. If someone's Mevatel a Mitzvah Saseh, he's not Pasolatus. It has to be a Lois Saseh, and even a Lois Saseh, where there's going to be a Chiyah Malchus. So, Freitem Mechas Chinuch, Vazok the Gemara, that if a person was over in Aseh, and he doesn't do Tshuva, how could the Sar Mishtalech be Mechaper? Zevach Rishon Tayeva. Why is he a Rasha? If the person would be over a loisaseh, sheyesh by maisas, he would be a Rasha, be a good kasha. But the Gemara is not asking from loisaseh. The Gemara says, hayaseh hechidami. Idol oyavit shuva zever chrisham teyeva, freitem echaschinach, zaitzven is someone that's over a mitzvah saseh, considered a Rasha. That you should have the halacha of zever chrisham teyeva. And the mechaschinach blibes tzorachim. Now it's interesting, the Chizchinuch discusses this in another mitzvah. He discusses it in mitzvah vav as well. At the end of his discussion in mitzvah vav, the Chizchinuch suggests that maybe there's a chiluk between the Torah's definition of a rasha and Sifrei Kabbalah's definition of a rasha. So Al Toshis Yodchem Rasha, that's a pasuk of Parshas Mishpatim. The Torah's definition of a rasha is someone that did an avera sheyesh by malchus. But it could be a Mishle, Shloimeh Melech's definition of a rasha. It could be he had a broader definition of what a rasha is. And in Shloimeh Melech's Zevach Rishon Tayeva, even someone that's Mevatel a mitzvah say would be considered a rasha. But the Mechas Chinuch says it at the end of a shtickle. What's the beginning of a shtickle? So it's worth mentioning. And really, it begins with a toisvis that repeats itself in many different places in Shas. And that's in the sugya of achila gasa. If somebody eats achila gasa, somebody eats achila gasa. Hashtag. Is that considered achila? Or is that not considered achila? It comes up in many places. The Gemara in Yuma, if somebody eats achila gasa on Yom Kippur, he's a chayv karis, because it's not an achila. If somebody would eat matzo achila gasa, he wouldn't be mekayim the mitzvah of erev teichul matzos, because achila gasa is not considered achila. So at first glance, achila gasa is not considered achila. Tosfos has a kasha from a Gemara Mesechtes Nozer, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there brings a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Omer Rabbi Bar Bachana, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, May Dichsev." What's pshat in the pasuk in Hoshea Perik Yudalid? Ki Yisharim Darkei Hashem, VeTzadikim Yelchubam, UPoishim Yikashlubam. Torah is Yasha, and two people could do the same thing. A mitzvah, Torah, the Yashar, the Tzadikim Yelchubam, and the Poishim Yikashlubam. Says the Gemara, Mashal, the Shnei Bnei Yadam Shetzalu Es Peschem. It's Mashal, two people that roasted the carbon pasuk. Echad Achil Lashum Mitzvah, the Echad Achil Lashum Achila Gas. One person ate it Achilas Mitzvah, the other person ate it Achilas Gas. Zesh Achil Lashum Mitzvah, Tzadikim Yechubam. Zesh Achil Lashum Achila Gas, Upoishim Yikashlubam. Two people ate the carbon pasuk. The person that ate the carbon pasuk, Lashum Mitzvah, he ate it properly. Question is Lashum or not Lashum, to Re'evan, Lashum or not Lashum, but the bottom line is he ate it a proper achiva. That's Tzadikim Yechubam. The person that ate it achiva gasa, it's Upoishim Yikashlubam. Amale Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish said, Hi Rasha Karasle. You're calling this person a Rasha, a Peshe, a Rasha, the two words are synonymous with each other. Come on, hurry yourself, I know. Nehi, the like Kavit Mitzvah Min HaMufcher, even though it's not a Mitzvah Min HaMufcher, Pesach Mia Kavit. So it's true, he didn't do Mitzvah Min HaMufcher. But Lamaisa, he ate the carbon Pesach, and being that he ate the carbon Pesach, what's the big deal? Frey Tosfos, I thought achila gas is not an achila. Throughout Shas, it's mavur that if somebody eats achila gas, not achila. Eat achila gas on Yom Kippur, it's fine. If somebody, and not fine, but you're not chayv kares. Thank you. If somebody eats achila, relax. If you're fresh on Yom Kippur, if somebody eats them. Matzis, Belel Pesach, Achila Gasa, he's not Mekayim the Mitzvah, meaning it's not an Achila. So what is Reish Lakish saying? Rabbi Eichon said, very good. Rabbi Eichon said, two people ate the Karban Pesach. One person ate it properly, Tzadikim Yechubam. The other person didn't eat it properly, he's Upoishim Yikashubam. Freik Reish Lakish, Nehida Layavit Mitzvah Menam Mufcher, even though he didn't do the Mitzvah Menam Mufcher, Pesach Miyakovit, it's not true. Aviv Ayyadid Achila Gasa, then he wasn't Mekayim the Mitzvah, because it wasn't an Achila at all. And Tosfos says two terutzim. The first terut, which is actually brought down in Halacha, Tosfos says Vaisleis is different levels in Achila Gasa. There's an Achila Gasa where you're just not interested in eating. You have no taiva to eat, but you're not disgusted with the food. And then there's a level of Achila Gasa where you're completely disgusted with the food. But that's not the terut we need. For Oydei Shleimer says Tosfos, the ain't loy lekroisei Rasha. You shouldn't call him a Rasha. Because Kimet Shekayim Mitzvahs Pesach, being that he was Kayim Mitzvahs Pesach, even though he wasn't Mekayim Mitzvah Achila, the Achilas Psochim Loi Ma'akva. This is a festa Tosfos. Says Tosfos, it's true. He ate Achila Gasa. He was not Mekayim the Mitzvah Achila. But Achilas Pesach is not Ma'akiv. I mean that Achilas Pesach is not Ma'akiv. It's for that reason the Gemara says, why are you calling him a Rosha? At the end of the day, Achilas Pesach is not Ma'akiv. Meaning it's true. Tosfos says, from my sugyas in Shas, Yuma, Pesach, all these different places, Mavur, that if somebody eats achila gasa, it's not an achila. So when this yid ate the carbon Pesach, l'shum achila gasa, it wasn't an achila. Itaka wasn't an achila. I was Dr. Ishlok, is Rosha Karisle? Yabadi's a Rosha. He wasn't Mekandim, it's achila. The Teretz is, Achilas Pesach is not ma'akiv in the Pesach. I mean that it's not ma'akiv, so Zolzayin yated Achila Gasa, and Zolzayin Achila Gasa is nishkan Achila, but at the end of the day, it was not ma'akiv. Zokti Mechas Chinuch, the London, that's his Lashon, came to me, and they asked me a gewaldige kasha. What does Tosis mean when he says Achilas Pesach is not ma'akiv? We know that in the Korban Pesach, there were two mitzvahs, many mitzvahs related to the Korban Pesach, but there's two mitzvahs that says. Number one, it's a Korban. You have to bring the Korban, you have to be ma'akiv of the Korban. Just like there's an idea to be ma'akiv of a chatas and a noshim and a noil and a mincha, it's a Korban. Now, in Korbanos, there's different aspects of it that are ma'akiv, there's aspects of it that are not ma'akiv. Achilas Korban Pesach is not ma'akiv in the krova of a Korban Pesach. That's true. As long as you do the Shechita, Kabbalah, Hilach, Zrika, you're done. You were yoitza the mitzvah of Akrovas Karban Pesach. The achila of the Karban Pesach itself is not ma'akiv. And that's what Tosis means. But the Lomdim master Mechas Chinuch, at the same time, there is a mitzvah to eat the Karban Pesach. It's the sixth mitzvah in the minyan taryag for the Chinuch. The sixth mitzvah is mitzvah sachilas Karban Pesach. The fifth mitzvah is mitzvah shechitas Karban Pesach. The sixth mitzvah is mitzvah sachilas Karban Pesach. So at the end of the day, it's a mitzvah. So what do you mean it's not ma'akiv? It's not ma'akiv in the hakrova of the Pesach. But it's still a mitzvah, and you were mevatel that mitzvah when you ate it l'shum achila gasas. Maybe that's what Rabbi Yechonah meant. Rabbi Yechonah, two people roasted the Karban Pesach. They brought it. You're right. Mitzad da akrova, they did everything they had it to do. But there's another mitzvah. The sixth mitzvah in the Torah. Not the fifth. That they did. The sixth. They sat down to eat it. One person ate it like a mensch. Tzadikim Yechubam. The other person fressed. So he's a Pashim Yekashlubam. Zavazak Rishlokish. Why are you calling him a Rasha? Nehi, the loy of a mitzvah na mufcher, but a maisa he did the mitzvah. It's not true. He didn't do the mitzvah. He ate it l'shum achila gasa. And Tosfos says, no, the beer advarim is, because it's not ma'akiv. It's not ma'akiv as a detail in the hakrova. But at the end of the day, it is a mitzvah. Zog de minchas chinuch. The teretz is gevaldig. It's so pasha what the teretz is. It's true. When a person doesn't eat the Karban Pesach, or if a person eats a l'shum achila gasa, assuming achila gasa is not an achila, he's mevatel the sixth mitzvah in the Torah. But does that make him a rasha? No. You're only a rasha if you're over a loisa se sheyesh by malchus. For being mevatel a mitzvah in the Torah, you don't become a rasha. Just like you wouldn't be pasul eidos if you didn't eat the Karban Pesach, you also wouldn't be considered a rasha in this sugya as it relates to. What was the havamina that eating the Karban Pesach or not eating the Karban Pesach or eating it achila gasa should render you a rasha? It's because Pesach itself, even though it's a mitzvah saseh, but it's a mitzvah saseh sheyesh by karis. There's two mitzvah saseh that have karis. One of the two mitzvah saseh is Pesach Habila. And that was the whole tzad that you should be considered a rasha for messing up the Karban Pesach. Does look Tosfos, achila is not ma'akiv in the karis of the Karban Pesach. In that krov of the Pesach, which is a chayvi krisus, which would make you a rasha, look Tosfos is not ma'akiv. Are you going to tell me there's a mitzvah saseh of achila's karis? Okay, that's like any other mitzvah saseh. But now you're not a rasha. That's pasha. The shmus of being a Rasha, not being a Rasha, fight nisht on with regards to that mitzvah. The whole discussion whether you should be a Rasha for messing up with the Karban Pesach is because it's a Chayvi Krisos. Dozok Tosfos, the Chayvi Krisos is the Hakrova. The Achila is not Ma'akiv in the Chayvi Krisos. I, the Achila is Ma'akiv in the Achila? That's a regular mitzvah saseh. For being a Vatal, a regular mitzvah saseh, you're not going to be considered a Rasha. Abuzok Timichas Chinuch. At the very end, and here we're going to come full circle. But what do you see from here? You see from here, the way Tosfos is saying that this Yesod, that a Rasha is only a Rasha that's over a Lois Aseh, I see you, Morty, that's Lois Aseh Sheyesh by Malchus is true, even for the Divrei Kabbalah definition of a Rasha. Because this Pasuk, Ki Yisharim Darchei Hashem, Tzadikim Yelchum Babu Poshim Yukashu, was a Pasuk in Hosea. So the Michas Chinuch wanted to be Miyashiv, our Gemara, Shavuos Yud Beis Amud Beis. When the Gemara said, so one would be over an Aseh, and then he would bring a Karban. He didn't do Tshuva. Zevach Risham Te'eva. Freak to Michas Chinuch, why are you a Rasha? You're only a Rasha? Kimavur, Bechayshu Mishmetzin Umam Adalit. Al Toshis Yotcha Im Rosha is only if you're over a Lois Haseh, Sheyesh Me Malkus, or a Lois Haseh, Sheyesh Shenitin Lazarus Mises Bezin. Otherwise, you're not going to be considered a Rosha. So he wanted to say, maybe there's a chiluk between Al Toshis Yotcha Im Rosha and Parshas Mishpatim and Zevach Rishom Teyeva, which is in Mishle. There's a chiluk between the Torah's definition and Nevi'im Uksuvim's definition. But here you have a Tosfos, where it's Mavur and Tosfos, that Tosfos is saying that a person wouldn't be considered Upoishim Yukashlubam for being Mevatal or mitzvah saseh. Why not? Because it's only a mitzvah saseh. For a mitzvah saseh, you're not considered a rasha. And this pasuk of a boishim yikashu bam is also neviim uksuvim. It's a pasuk in Sefer Hosea, says the minchas chinuch, that vice does from here. So you see from here, this yisoid. Either way, we'll go a little bit weiter and... We'll have to see what we do over here. We're leaving the second ha'ara of the Minchas Chinuch on the table. Zokta Yomaru, Echad Yisro, Echad Kehanim, Echad Koyein Moshuach. So the end of the Mishnah discussed the Sa'ir, or the Kehanim. So how do Kehanim get Kapara? So the Yisraelim get Kapara either through the Se'irim or through the Sa'ir Mishtaleach. What about for Kehanim? So the Mishnah said as follows. Echad Yisraelim, Echad Kehanim, Echad Koyein Moshuach. They're all the same. Ma ben Yisrael on the Kohanim and the Kohanim Mashuach? Shapar mechaper al Kohanim al Tumas Mikdash v'Kadoshav. Break the Gemara. How do you read the Mishnah? Haguf Akasha. Pasha, how do you read it? Ketani, the Mishnah said, Echad Yisrael, Echad Kohanim, Echad Kohanim Mashuach. It sounds like Kohanim, Yisraelin, and Kohanim Mashuach are all the same. V'hadach Tani, and then it says, Ma ben Yisrael, the Kohanim and the Kohanim Mashuach. So which one is it? Are they exactly the same or are they different? Amar Rav Yehuda Hachi Kamar. Echad Yisrov, Echad Kehanim, Echad Kohanim Mashuach, Mischaprin, Yisora Mishtaleach, B'Shar Averus. Ve'ein Chilak Beinein. They're all the same as it relates to Shar Averus. They all get Kapara through Yisora Mishtaleach. Ma Bein Yisrov, Kehanim, Kohanim Mashuach. What is the difference? Shapar Mechapar Al Kehanim, Al Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. Whereas the Israelim get Kapara for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav through the Saru. Mani, who is the Mishnah going according to Rav Yehudi? Tanya Lintar Baraisa. V'Chipras Mikdash HaKodesh. It says, so this Pasuk is also in Parshas Achrimos, and it's at the very end of Parshas Achrimos. So it's already Pasuk Lam and Gimel. It starts Pasuk Aleph. This is already towards the end. The Pasuk says, "V'chiper es mikdash hakodesh v'sayul moed v'samizbech yichaper alokihanu v'alkolam hakol yichaper." And not surprisingly, the Gemara is going to darshan that this Pasuk is talking primarily about Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. Tanya v'chiper es mikdash hakodesh alofnai v'lofnim. It's talking about someone that became Tomei Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav while he was in the Kodesh Hakadoshim. Esayul moed zehechel. It's talking about someone that became Tomei Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav while he was in the Hechel. Mizbeach kimesh moed. He was involved with the Mizbeach when he became Tommy. Yichaper Elu Azores. He became Tommy in the Azor. Koyhanim Kimashma. That whether it's Koyhanim. Am Hakol Elu Yisrael. Yichaper Elu Alevim. Hushfu Kulum the Kapara Achash and Eschaper. Mesar Mishtalech. Mesar Averis. Rabbi Yehuda. So the Pasuk is talking about Kapara and Yom Kippur. Now it's talking about Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh. But then at the end of the Pasuk lumps together the Koyhanim, the Yisraelim, and the Levim. Everyone is thrown in as one. So Rabbi Yehuda says, even though the pasuk is talking about Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, and for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, they don't get Kapara the same way, because the Kehanim get Kapara through the Par, it's only the Israelim that get Kapara through the Sar. But the Hushvu is regarding to the Shara Averus, for the Sar Mishtaleach, that's where they're together, everyone gets Kapara through the Sar Mishtaleach. Shimon Erev, Shimon says, no. Kashem Shadam Sarah Nasa Bifne Mechaper Al Yisrael, Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, just like the Dam of the Sar was Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, just like the Sar Mishleich was mechaper for the Yisrael, it was the vidui that was said on the par that was mechaper for the Kayanim b'shar averus. In other words, it's machlokes Rav Shimon, Rav Yehuda, how the Kayanim got kapara for shar averus. According to Rav Yehuda, that's that pasuk that puts them all together. That's the hushvu. They got kapara through the Sar Mishtalech. The chilik in kapara between the Yisrael and Kayat was only regarding Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. But as it relates to Shara Veris, they got kapara in the very same way. According to Reb Shimon, no, just like they had a different kapara for the Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, they had a different kapara for Shara Veris. What was it for Shara Veris? Yisraelim got it through the Sar Mishtalech. The Kayhanim got it through the vidui that was said on the par. Says the Gemara, Reb Shimon, Havadai Hushvu, Mai Hushvu. What's then the hushvu? We have one pasuk that puts the kayhanim, val kol amakol, yichaper, kayhanim akayhanim, kol amakol is the rest of Klal Yisrael, yichaper is the levim. They're all together in one pasuk. It sounds like there's some similarity, there's some hashva. What is the similarity? The bnei kaparin inu. They're similar in that they all got kapara in Yom Kippur. I guess it was a havamina, maybe not. So they all got kapara in Yom Kippur. Miu kol chad v'chad mechaper b'denavshe. Each one gets kapara in his own way. My time at the Reb Shimon. What's pshana Reb Shimon? That Reb Shimon holds that the Sar Mishtaleach only worked for the Yisrael. It didn't work for the Kayanim, the Chsev, the Wachach HaShnei HaSeirim. Iskish Sar Mishtaleach, the Sar HaNasa Bifnim. The two Seirim were hookish to each other. Ma Sar HaNasa Bifnim, made a Mechapa Elo Kayanim, Atom HaSmidr V'Kadoshav. Just like the Sar HaNasa Bifnim was only Mechapa for the Yisrael, not for the Kayanim. תכסיב בי אשר לאום, אף סורה משתלח, הנה מחפר על הקהנה בשאר הווירוס. So too, the סורה משתלח was not מחפר for the Kohanim, meaning there's a similarity, there's a hectic between the two Seirim. So just like the Sarah Nasa Befnim was a Mechapa for the Kohanim, so the Sarah Nasa Bechutz also was a Mechapa for the Kohanim. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Lecha, Rabbi Yehuda is going to say, Lahachi Yiskish, you want to know why they're hookish to each other, Sheyu Shavim B'mara U'Bekoymo U'Bedomen. They're telling that they had to be twins, they had to look the same, they had to be the same height, they had to cost the same amount of money. That's the Shnei Seirim. But in terms of what they did from a kapara standpoint, they were very different. And not only were they different, the Sar and Nasa Bechutz worked only for the Israel, not for the Kayanim. And the Sar and Nasa Bechutz, the Sar HaMishtaleach, the Sar Lazazel, that was Mechaper even for the Kayanim. So we're going to see a lot more about the Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon in tomorrow's daf. But before we end, just one more Festa Ha'ara. So we're coming to an end here of the first parak in Masechta Shavuos. Now the second parak is going to pick up to a very large degree where the first parak ends. But we've been talking a lot about the Seirim, the Sar Echad Lashem, and the Sar Echad La'azazel. So I think we would be remiss if we didn't speak out a very important Ramban Al HaTorah in terms of understanding what exactly the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach was. So we'll speak out part one of this today, and Mr. Shem will speak out part two of this tomorrow. So in the Psicha, the first daf on Masechta Shavuos, we spoke out a kasha from the Maril. And now, I think after learning the first 10 or so blot in the Masechta, we have a much better appreciation for the kasha. That is, we see that the Sar HaNasa Befnim, the Sar HaNasa Bechutz, meaning the Sar that was part of the Musafin that was brought on Yom Kippur, the Par that the Kohen Gadol brought on Yom Kippur, was all Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. All other Averis, the Kapara got through the Sar HaMishtaleach. So the Maril said, Omer Mari Segal, he heard from the Mari Segal, Shekol Yom of Pliya Be'enav. His entire life, it always bothered him. It was a plea by him. Why is it that we recite the piyutim on Yom Kippur? We go through the Seder Avodah. So the overwhelming majority of the piyutim that we recite is regarding the Sar HaNasa Bifnim. As it relates to the Sar HaMishtaleach, it gets an honorable mention at the end. And again, that only gets an honorable mention. So he brought two terutz. One terutz he said was that the Sar HaPnim L'maisa was necessary in order for the Sar HaNasa Bechutz to work. So that's why we have to mention it. Then he shtels through the Rambam Shita that the Rambam says that Kedusha Rishonos Kitchel Shaita, but like Kitchel Asalavi, but Kedusha Yishulayim HaMikdash is Kitchel Asalavi. So it is possible to have Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. Again, it's Dachuk, it's trying to answer something that at the end of the day, the Maril was made that the Mari Segal said, Kol Yom of Pliya Be'enav, despite the fact that he had Terutzim, he had Mahalchim, he had a V'Yeshloimer, and even an Inavi, but still, Kol Yom of Pliya Be'enav, it was always a Pella by him. How do you understand this? So we mentioned Ramei Simcha, where the Meshech Chachma says not to answer this kasha, to answer a different kasha. He says that the Iker Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav is Klal Yisrael. V'Asuli Mikdash V'Shechanti B'Soicham. It's true there was a Beis HaMikdash that we don't have today, but Klal Yisrael is something that, of course, we are the Mikdash. We spoke about the Kohen Gadol, when he learns Torah, Zikarim and Pninim, it's more Chashu than the Kohen Gadol HaNichnas of Nai V'Lefnim. So there's an idea of Klal Yisrael being Mikdash V'Kadoshav, the Torah being Mikdash V'Kadoshav. So that was some of the Machshava that we spoke out. But there's another teretz I saw in the Sefer Chavetzelos Ashorin, but really it requires a Hakdama. And that is, there were two Seirim that were brought in Yom Kippur. Sar Echad Lashem, the Sar Echad Lazazel. If you're not familiar with this Ramban, it may come as news. The Ramban, in Parashas Achrimos, brings Ibn Ezra. He says, Ibn Ezra said that he heard from Rav Shmuel, one of the Kadmoin, that said that even though when you read the Psukim, Sar Echad Lashem, the Sar Echad Lazazel, it almost sounds like the second Sar is not going to Hashem. Right, one Sar you give to Hashem. The other Sar you give to Azazel. I don't know what Azazel is, but I know it's not Hashem. Because if it's Lashem, that it's not Sar Echad Lashem. Really, both Seirim are going Lashem. So Rav Shmuel said that even though the Pasuk would seem to be Mashma that way, Gam HaSar HaMishtaleach Hu Lashem. It's not true. Of course, even the Sar HaMishtaleach went Lashem. Says Ibn Ezra, they ain't Sarach. Rav Shmuel didn't have to say such a doichik. Ki a mishtalech enenu carbon. Really, the sar mishtalech wasn't a carbon. Shalayi shachet. It was never shachet. So what then is it? If it's not a carbon, and it's not going Lashem, so what is it? Says Devin Ezra, I can't tell you. But if you can figure out the secret, shu'achar milas azazel, that is in the word that follows the word azazel, teida soidai, you'll understand the soid, v'soid shemai, ki yesh lechaveirim b'mikra, because there's some hints in mikra that will help you figure this out. V'ani agalu lecho k'tzas ha-soid, I'll reveal to you a little bit of the soid, b'remez, b'yoyscha ben shloshin v'sholosh teida'enu, and that's the riddle. When you'll be 33 years old, then you're going to have it all figured out. Says the Rabban, v'hinei, Rab Avram, Ibn Ezra, Neman Ruach Mechazadavar, he was someone you could trust. He knew how to keep a secret. I can't keep a secret. So I'm going to tell you what's going on here. You don't have to wait until you're 33 years old. And you don't have to know all the other psukim in the mikra. The soid and the soid shemoy of the word that follows. Azazel. And the reason I'm comfortable telling it to you is shekfar gilu oisei razal b'mikoy mois rabbi. So he says, Amru b'breishis rabba, v'nosa ha-sar olav, the sar is going to carry the averus of Klal Yisrael. Ze Esav, shenema hein Esav achi ish seir, es kol avinoisav, what does that mean? Avinois tam shenema v'yakev ishtam. And then he brings a pirkei d'Rabbi Eliezer, and I'll tell it to you outside. Paraphrase it. The sa'ir is a remez to the ish seir, Esav. You know what Azazel was? Azazel was sar ish al Esav. Sar ish al Esav is the sar of Esav. But he's also the makatrik, he's the prosecutor. And on Yom Kippur, when Klal Yisrael gives din v'cheshbon in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the prosecutor is none other than the malach that Yaakov Avinu fought. He's none other than the samach mem. He is Sarah Shalesov. And because the Yidden are in an Ace Sarah, there's a prosecutor, Hashem told the Yidden that every year when it comes to Yom Kippur, we're going to have to figure out a way to try to circumvent what it is that's taking place. We have to find a way to somehow get around the prosecution. Now, if we're Zakai Bedin, that's amazing. But it's not so simple for a person to be Zakai Bedin. So Hashem gave us an Eitzah. You know what the Eitzah is? You bribe the prosecution. And now you bribe him, you bring him a carbon. And the Rabban speaks out what we spoke about at length, what we learned Masechta Sanhedrin, the idea of karbonos, where it was all bribery, it was all sheichad, because the malachim are intermediaries and they have certain koiches, and they have a nachas ruach from karbonos, just like a Kaddish Baruch Hu, Kaviyochel has a nachas ruach from karbonos. And that's why people used to be makrif tavay dazar, it was all for a personal agenda. They were trying to get the malachim to do things for them that they wanted done for them. So that's exactly what we're doing. We're taking a sa'ir, and we're giving it as sheichat to Sarai Shalesa. And we do it on Yom Kippur, we do it on the Yom HaKadosh, and the reason we do it is because on Yom Kippur is dafka when the Sarai Shalesov is wearing his pinstripe suit, standing in court, prosecuting against Klal Yisrael. And that's when we need to do whatever we could possibly do to try to get him to be quiet. And what we do is we give him a carbon. How do we have a right to give a carbon to Sarai Shalesov? That's how like the Zara 101. It would be if we were doing it on our own. But we're not doing it on our own. We're following the Tzivay of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And being that we're following the Tzivay of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why we have a right to do it. So says the Ramban, this is the story that Ibn Ezra didn't want to be Megala to you. He was afraid to tell this to you. Because the truth is, it's not for the faint of heart. But this is what's going on. You want to know what's going on? You're bringing two Seirim. The Kohen Gadol took one Sayer and he brought it Lashem. It was a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The other Sayer wasn't Lashem. The other Sayer was Lazazel. The other Sayer wasn't a carbon. The other Sayer didn't have Shechita. It wasn't brought in the Beis HaMikdash. You brought it Lazazel. You gave it to Sarish Aleisav. Sarish Aleisav is in the Midbar, the Ramban says. And that's why it was brought Hamidbar. And that's why you're bringing it over there. It was never a carbon. Says the Ramban, with this you can start understanding different things about Lazazel that if you ever thought about really don't make so much sense. Number one, why do you need a Goyrol? You bring a Goyrol. And one Goyrol is going to be Lashem, the other one's going to be Lazazel. Anytime you bring a carbon, you bring a Goyrol, so you bring three animals, so which one's going to be my Oyla? You don't make a Goyrol, you decide which one is going to be the Oyla. Says Ramban, over here, if you would get up and say, Harezu Chatos Lashem, and Harezu Chatos Lazazel, there'd be a Haskara as if you'd be mafrish something like the Zara. And you can't do that. So you know what we do? Bring a Goyrol. Girls, may Hashem yotza hadover. That comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not the ones doing it. Hashem is the one that's doing it. But it's not going to be us. Says the Ramban, I'll explain something else to you that was always very, very sasum. Chazal say that there's certain chukim, certain mitzvahs in the Torah that are chukim.
What are the examples of chukim? So it's a Teiras Kayanim. Says the Teiras Kayanim, Levisha Shatnes, Upara Aduma, Visora Mishtalech. Why Sora Mishtalech? Why not all karbanos? At the end of the day, isn't the Sora Mishtalech a carbon? No, it's not a carbon. And that's the whole point. Karbanos were mentioned. Why is a carbon a chayk? A carbon is not a chayk. A carbon makes perfect sense. Oh, but the Sora Mishtalech, that on the Yom HaKadosh, you should go ahead and be makrif something, Lavoy the Zara, that's a chayk. Now we're doing it because Hashem told us to do it. But at the end of the day, it's a chayk. He says it's for that reason that the Torah says that the Ish Iti that would take the Azazel, he had to burn the Azazel. He had to burn his begadim. He says it's one other place you find this idea of Sreifas begadim. You find it by the Par Aduma. It's not a coincidence. He says the Par Aduma is also a chayk. It was also a krova that was done chutz l'mikdash. It also gets involved in these types of things. But the bottom line is the reason he had to burn his clothing is because he was just involved in a little bit of an act of Avodah Zarah. Bottom line is the Rabban says at the end, I'm telling you just a tipa shebiyam, a little bit, just a little bit of what the soid is. And that is the Sora Mishtalech is not a carbon. The Sora Mishtalech is what? Sora Mishtalech was a hakrova. It was bribery. It was shoychad to Sari Shalesav. It's something that had the Torah not sanctioned. Would be avoid the Zoro 101. But the Torah said you could do it. And that's what this is all about. And if you think, if you misbain it for a minute, it's unbelievable. We just learned the Mishnah. The avoidness prim was mechaper for Tumas Mikdash for Kadosha. Everything else was from the Sar L'Azazel. And what's the Sar L'Azazel? It's Sheikha. That's what it is. It's not even Akrovat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a Sar L'Azazel. Says the Chavetz Chaim HaSharo, with this Hakdama, he says, Haflo Mefela. Maril asked the Kasha. Maril's Kasha was, that why is it, Kol Yom of Pliya Be'enov, that how come when Mayrich B'Piyutim, when we go through the Seyda Avodah Yom Kippur, with regards to the Seirim and the Pyre that was Nasib Efnim, what happened to the Sar HaMishtaleach? The whole Kapor is from the Sar HaMishtaleach. So he says, Haflo Mefela. What's this idea of us being Mayrich B'Piyutim? Why are we saying the Avodah? Uneshalmu Parim Sfaseinu. Because Hashem told Avram Avinu, when Avram Avinu said, Bame Eida, what's going to be when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be Chorev? So Hashem told him, you'll say Karbonos, and by saying Karbonos, it's going to be Malo all of Akasov, Ki'ilu Hikrif Karbon. But that's all good. If the Sar Mishlech was a carbon, but Fiyam Avur Biramban, Ube Ibn Ezra, it wasn't a carbon. If it wasn't a carbon, it doesn't pass through the Shalva Parm Sfaseinu. For a carbon, for the Sara Nasib Efnim, for the Par, for the Musafin, those are carbonos. For carbonos, there's an idea. There's an idea of a Shalva Parm Sfaseinu, but the Sara Mishalech was never a carbon. Being that it was never a carbon, it's not considered. It's not considered. It doesn't have the halacha of neshamu parim svaseinu. The only ha'ara, just to end. And another notice, what happened to... Oh, very good. Oh, no, Yehuda's asking Gevaldik. The Gemara in the beginning of the sugya said, Zevach Rishon Toyeva. So you see the Gemara considered it a carbon. If it's not a carbon, then what was the Gemara's kasha? How could the son of Shlech be mechaper na mitzvah sasei if he didn't do tshuva? It's not a carbon. If it's a carbon, it's a Zevach Rishon Toyeva. That's a din and ilchus carbonis. But if it's not a carbon, here's the only ha'ara. The only ha'ara is, what if a person, the Gemara says in Menachos, the last Gemara Masechtas Menachos, at the very end, Menachos Kufyura Manalas. So is Teres Mincha Oila, right? Kala Isaac Bateris Oila, it's Kilo Hikrav Oila. If someone's Isaac Bateris Mincha, anytime a person learns, not Davins, not Unishamu Paras Vaseno, but when a person learns, so is Atera La Oila, the Mincha Lachatus Lash, Kala Isaac Bateris Kilo Hikrav Oila, Chatas Kilo Chatas. Anytime a person learns the halachas of a certain carbon, it's as if he brought that carbon. So, Lachura, let's learn the halachas of the Sar Mishtalech. So you're going to tell me Saint Teretz. It's not a carbon. But Tzidua, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, you know, wrote Svarim on a lot of very interesting topics. Right? It's the Bekiyas, the Ge'oinas, the Charifas is Oyim V'Noyer. Sefer Nachal Eislan, an Eglarufa, a Masechta Savodim. Right? There are so many random things that people don't learn. And he writes in the Hakdama to all his Svarim that he wrote. Anytime he writes a Sefer on such a thing, he quotes something from the Chofetz Chaim. That the Chofetz Chaim said that, just like the Gemara says in Menachos, that Kuf Yudam and Aleph, that if someone's Oisik B'Teres Ha'Oyla, it's Gehilo Hikriv Oyla. If someone's Oisik B'Teres HaMincha, it's Gehilo Ikriv Mincha. The same is true for all mitzvahs. That if a person is Oisik in the mitzvah of Egla Rufa, it's as if he was Mekayim in the mitzvah of Egla Rufa. So Chavetz Chaim used to tell people, and he writes it in his Svarim, Chavetz Chaim used to say that a person should spend extra time today learning halachos that are hilchos of the Mashiach, halachos that we don't have today, because at the end of the day, a person is made up of Ramach, Gidim, and Shtayvarim, and we need our tikkun, our shlemus, our pnimius digger shlemus comes through doing mitzvahs. So a mitzvah that we could do, you can get the shlemus by doing the mitzvah. But a mitzvah that you can't do, the only way to get the shlemus is by being Isaac b'teres ha'ayla, kilu hekravayla. So learn the sugis of Egla Rufa, and Reb Chaim brings that in all his haktavas. He says that that's why he's doing it. He's doing it based on that. So the aura would be, maybe learn the parasha of the Sar HaMishtalech. So you kipper in the afternoon, you close your machzer, and you start learning these sugis now that we're learning now, or the shvuas, or yuma. So that maybe would be a little bit of aura, unless you're going to tell me that learning it is as if you did the mitzvah, but maybe you're not going to get the effect, you're not going to get the kapara. Either way, there's a lot more to talk about. Thank you.